What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. I am, ladies and gentlemen, I am the guy known as It's Spike on the Mic, and we are coming at you from our U, our L, and our C's. That's also known as the Undisclosed Location Center, ULCs, and we are here to put some knowledge in your eardrums, going in one ear and percolate around and maybe come out the other. But when it comes out the other, that means you have digested all the nutrients that was needed. Now, I keep saying we. You guys are wondering, who are we? I can't do this by myself. I am afraid to do this by myself. So that's why I have to introduce what we like to call the resistance fighters. Ladies and gentlemen, the resistance fighters coming at you from an undisclosed location on the east side of Orlando, near Mickey Mouse. We like to call her the one, the only, Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like somebody that is in the central part of Orlando.
And I just thought about that. I thought we were in the U, the L, and the C. I just told people where you were.
Yeah, C, yeah.
No, but you didn't give them my address. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
But I'm in central Orlando. I am near the downtown area.
Oh, okay.
Not the east side. East side is UCF.
Okay, well then, I guess this guy is on the west side of Orlando. He is known as the Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody who doesn't have an address because I'm not in Orlando, and I'm always moving around. It's a beach day, baby.
There you go. See, he is in the real ULC. That's what we like to go in the U, the L.
I am remote. I'm virtual.
Oh, exactly. We found out about that. We'll talk about that after I introduce the rest of the resistance fighters, because we can't do anything because of this one reason. We're here for one reason only, ladies and gentlemen. He is the one known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a stalker who's zeroing in on Billy's location.
All right. Two things.
Right?
Two things. You didn't have to unmute yourself. Impressive.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. First time in since I've been on the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the man who put the sounds in your eardrums. He makes everybody go au fond quoi. He is the one, the only. PWs, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a person that forgot to find something to stick.
Two.
Well, that's gonna be a little.
I'm sticking to this chair.
Slobbing down the wall.
Exactly. I can't.
Right. And also the man who has on NASCAR hat. Oh, a Harley Davidson hat. Harley Davidson. He is the one, the only. Mr. Gasman. Gasman, how you sticking?
Sticking like the biker riding through town, baby. Just stopping through to have some fun.
There you go. Also, some programming notes. House cleaning.
Yeah.
Will you guys text me y'all t-shirt size? Because I'm merchandise. The Spike on the Mic merchandise store is opening. Right. We want to give some more merchandise.
Write this down. 10X.
No. Text.
Blanket.
Moo-moo.
Circus tent. Yes.
We'll call it moo-moo. All right. So this is an award-deserving show. Ladies and gentlemen. Glad you join us. And if you're not, join us later because we are a caller-driven show.
Oh, and I've heard of that.
We love to pick up hitchhikers and let people give us a call at 813-699-3900. Once again, 813-699-3900. And if you call or if we pick you up and you drive, we will, ladies and gentlemen,
talk about at least three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Ooh, I yeah, like
Chad,
it. I,
Chad
I
doesn't it. Even feel an obligation to dance.
Say the whole sentence again.
Chad doesn't even feel an obligation to dance.
It's not it's a requirement. It's because I'm so distracted by my beautiful scenery.
That's right. But it's undisclosed. Don't tell us where it is.
Yeah, we all have beautiful scenery.
Yeah,
really. I know where he is.
Yeah, of course you do. Because
I'm in the Azores.
Me too.
Okay, we're going to start this again. It's right next to the Ozarks, right?
That's it, the Ozarks. Yeah.
No.
Yes, really.
The Beezors, right, well,
there you go. We got a very, very...
There's the Azores, the Beezors, and the Seazors. Yeah.
It's a retention pond.
Serious. So we got a very exciting show for you planned. I think it's exciting. I think ladies and gentlemen, this might get us over the hump to get us that award.
Oh, you think?
We have been denied so many times.
I know.
Every week.
So many times.
And yet we're so deserving.
And so high spirited. So
really. So well, let's do this. Let's jump right into what's the thing called? Topic changing music.
All right, here we go with our very first topic on the award-deserving Spike in the Mike show.
Okay, I like to call this topic here, let's call it Even Stevens.
Let's call it Even Stevens.
Now, the resistance fighters, as a sign of yes or I, you guys know what Even Stevens means, right?
Yes, or I.
Okay, here's a story about that happened in West Birmingham. A police department responded to the 900 block of Susan Lane City and Green Acres community somewhere in Birmingham. I'm guessing that's Alabama.
Yeah, that's where I would guess.
It is, I guess, Birmingham. Yeah. Well, here's the thing that was interesting about this story, and I want to know what the resistance fighters and how you feel about this. The arresting officers pulled up to the crime scene, and then they noticed that two individuals had been shot, two men who got into an altercation and got into a fight, and then both of them were shot. Now, how did this happen, you ask? Well, one guy got mad at the other guy, and they started fighting, and then one of the guys pulled out a gun.
Yeah.
It's usually how it goes down.
Okay. And tell me more.
He shot guy A.
Okay.
And then committed suicide.
No, I'm sorry. He shot guy B.
Oh, he shot guy B. He was a guy A.
A shot guy B. Guy B got mad, took guy A's gun, and shot him.
Oh, see.
Yeah, because you want to show him what it's like. This is what it's like to get shot.
Yeah.
Really? Now, so when the officers arrived there at the scene, I think guy A was in having a life-threatening situation, and guy B was just shot.
Yeah.
So now, do you guys call this an Even Stevens? And I said, gas man?
I guess you shoot somebody and they shoot you back. I guess you are Even Stevens.
Yeah.
Dang it, Chad.
Yeah, and it's kind of the smarter way to go because you probably like proof that, dude, I got shot first. It's his gun. I just shot him back.
Yeah, really? Oh,
okay, dude. If you're the second shooter, you get off.
Here, the voice of reason.
Okay, now, which one was had the most serious injury? The first guy shot or the second guy shot?
Second.
I think guy A, who shot guy B, B took his gun and then shot A.
And A was hurt more.
Yeah.
Well, then that's not Even Steven. That's not fair. All I did was shoot you in the leg.
Oh, my gosh. Come on.
You shot me in the lung.
Yeah. What's the deal? That's not fair.
Yeah, really. All right, so Miss Billis, Even Stevens?
Sure. Even Stevens. It's all good. They're, you know, they cancel each other out.
Right.
Do you know if anyone died? Like on scene, like did they show up and they were both still alive at that point?
They both were still alive, and I just cut it and kept going. I didn't finish up the whole story because I just thought it was funny that the guy shot and took. He says, "Well, hell," until the officer, PW, did you give me an answer? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did. It's even Steven.
Right. So now a question to the resistance fighters. Question number two. Who gets arrested? PW?
Nobody. It's so, just, you know, they just chalk it up to you guys shouldn't fool around like that.
No,
even Steven.
Nobody is.
It is an official term. Chad, you said you want to say something about who do you think gets arrested?
I think Guy A gets arrested and Guy A gets the biggest like
charge
wound.
He already got the biggest wound. That's not fair. Yeah. No. Started it.
Hey, be careful what you start. You might walk away with multiple wounds.
What was the circumstance for the first shot? Was it an accident? Was it intentional?
No. Well, they say a physical altercation ensued. And that's what it indicates Guy
followed
A
by,
got some.
Yeah, Guy A shooting. Fired the first shot.
Yes. A shot B. B is known as the wounded man. He gained control of the suspect's gun and then shot him
back.
So who should be arrested, Gasman?
Even Steven.
I say mutual combat. Neither one should be arrested.
Okay, Boyce, did you vote PW?
I don't think either one should be arrested either. But if I was a police officer, I would say that Guy A should be able to hit Guy B in the toe with a hammer to even things out.
Oh, because he got shot worse
or wounds.
Yeah.
All right, Billy, what do you think? Who should be arrested?
Legally, they should both be arrested.
Really?
For what? Yeah.
For assault with a deadly weapon.
No, Billy, if you get shot, you should be able to shoot back without retaliation.
What about stand your ground?
Yeah, but once you
happen in Florida?
I don't know.
No, once once you gain control of A's gun, you know, then there you don't really have an excuse to shoot A because he's not armed anymore.
So B should be arrested?
Both of them.
Probably, really, yeah.
Oh,
well, okay. Actually, Billy is correct. Both of them.
Both of them.
Okay, why does B get arrested? Oh, because he shot A.
Yeah, he shot A when he was
He's not doing it in self-defense. Yeah. He's now in control, and he's shooting him.
Yeah, well, how's he supposed to get even?
Shoot him in the toe.
Yeah, I do agree. He shouldn't have shot him in like a place that was worse.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that mattered.
Yeah.
I think in that moment,
they all matter. Those wounds, they never heal.
I get it, man. Like, dude, you just shot me. I'm going to blow your head off.
Yeah, I'm telling you. There's
whoa, Chad, I'm never going to shoot you.
Yeah.
Good. Don't.
Really? It's called flight or flight, right?
Yeah, I feel like if you're getting attacked, I mean, that's self-defense.
No, but it's over once you got the gun.
Once you have the gun, you're not defending yourself anymore.
Yeah. I'm not trying to get a gun. I'm trying to save my damn life.
No,
wasn't defending himself either.
Now, if A was still, like, got the gun and he was still beating on B,
what if he had a knife? What if he had another gun?
Yeah, all those things... Then okay, but if he just had the gun and the situation was over and just shot him to retaliate, then they should both be arrested. Yeah.
Okay, well, suppose A was the only one with a cell phone and B got the gun and told him, call 911 and get an ambulance out here, and A said no.
That doesn't have any relevance.
No, then you gotta
shoot him. I'm dying.
Then you gotta shoot him to get his cell phone. So you can call an ambulance. Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. All right. Well, that was just an interesting story. So word to the wise, if you get shot and you...
Don't shoot back.
Take the guy's gun, you know, cooler head should have prevailed.
Spike, that was a great story.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Let's go ahead and do a topic. Changing music.
All right. Here we go on the Spike and the Mike Show. You thought that one topic was great? Wait till you hear the next one.
I have a feeling that this story here is going to probably get a lot of common responses to. I like to call this story... Did I go out? I like to call
no,
this...
No, I don't know what that means, common responses to.
Oh, I didn't give the name of the story yet.
Nothing. You gave us nothing.
Dang. I like to call this story here Loud in the Restaurant.
Loud in the Restaurant?
Okay, full disclosure. I just made that one up because I didn't have a heading for this story.
It's a good title.
All right. And then when we do this, we're going to go straight into what grinds my gears with the voice of reason.
Oh,
yeah. This almost kind of ties into it. Okay, there was a restaurant by the name of Angie's Oyster Bar and Grill.
Sounds like a nice name.
Yeah. I don't forget. Yeah, I don't know where it is. Well, they have implemented a policy. When was it? Last month, over about a month ago. Here is the policy. In this restaurant, the patrons are charged an additional $10.
They swear.
Surcharge for screaming children in the restaurant.
It's
a new rule. It's a penalty rule that the restaurant implemented. And the owner of the bar says, before we implemented this, we were getting a lot of complaints from parents not maintaining their children and letting them run around unattended and disturbing tables. Prior to this introduction of this policy, we've been receiving compliments and a few complaints about that on a weekly basis. And he says, but since we implemented this, the noise level has gone down to a minimum.
So they can control them.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. The parents can control them.
Question to the resistance fighters about this. Is this a BS policy that they are applying? And I'll start with you, Gas Man.
What do you mean is it a BS policy? I don't understand the question.
Like, how are you going to $10 surcharge somebody for screaming kids? Well, I'm going to lead the witness. They're charging $10 surcharge for screaming kids.
Do you think that's baloney?
That's a good policy or a bad policy?
My thing is whatever the restaurant policy, whatever policy they want to set, if that's their policy and you don't want to abide by it, then don't go to that restaurant.
Right. So, but what is your opinion on that? We know what the policy is. Don't do it. Well, how do you feel?
I'm totally in favor of it. Keep your rugrats under control. Nobody want to go out and hear that when you're trying to eat.
Okay.
Shut them kids up.
Except in where? Shut them kids up. All right. So, Billy's, I saw you giving the black power sign, the tall power sign.
Tall power. Resistance fighters. I 100% agree with this policy. I do not have children of my own. However, my dad has me and Kimberly as his children. When we were kids, we were allowed to be loud and rambunctious at home. And we were taught that when we were in public, that's when we have to be quiet, respect other people's boundaries, blah, 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 blah. Nowadays, the parents want their kids to be silent as a lamb at home. And then and when they go out, they don't care. Let them do whatever they want. I don't care. It's not bothering me. And that's not the right way. Because then you're affecting everybody else around you. You absolutely can control your kid. Or, you know, if you have a kid that's particularly rambunctious, then maybe you shouldn't be at a restaurant where you're going to bother everybody else.
So pay the $10 surcharge.
Either pay the $10 surcharge or go eat somewhere else.
All right. PWs?
Well, I think, you know, $10.
Per incident. I'm sorry. It was per incident.
$10.
Ooh, so it could be like 30 screams. That means you've got $300 extra dollars on your bill.
Yeah. Like gosh.
And that obviously can be a problem for a customer that doesn't have a lot of money. So I think there should be an alternative. They don't have to pay the $10 if we can all poke the kid with a stick.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
That's a great one, but I think that'd increase the screaming, wouldn't it?
Well, for a while, and then the
not for long.
Yeah.
All right, voice of reason, what say you?
Wow, I really like P Dub's idea. I was thinking make them buy two drinks for everybody, but the other thing is, I kind of like
another
the $10
good idea.
I think the $10 thing would work with kids that were old enough to know what money was. Like you could. Give the kids each, like you have two kids, give them each $5 to be quiet.
And then if they scream, then you take the money from them?
Yeah, you take the money. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they would probably just scream.
You take the money from them and give them to the bill.
Yeah.
Because they screamed.
Voice of reason. You didn't finish your thought with this teachable moment, give them $5. You just stop right there.
We're all hearing this for the first time.
To be quiet. I would assume, okay, me being me, I would assume that would be the end of it.
Oh,
there's $5 to be quiet.
Oh.
Done deal, right? Okay. But some kids might actually forget, and then you'd have to take it away from them.
Kim, welcome to the show.
How you sticking? I'm all good.
All right, cool. Yeah. Well, prepare your answer because I'm going to Hanging Chad right now.
Yeah, but I don't even know what the question is exactly.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. But.
All right, well, Hanging Chad, how do you feel about this restaurant that's charging $10 per screaming kid or additional to the bill?
Listen, kids are great for other people. I am very much for this. I think there should be safe places for us to go and not run into children. I think Angie should also get rid of her kid menu.
Yes.
And that would stop it.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Oyster Bar and Grill. They probably don't have, they have chicken fingers and fries.
Not anymore. So, and then also, I think generally speaking, once you have kids, you know, the fun part of your life is pretty much over. You shouldn't be out in a restaurant anyway.
Wow. Dude.
And you just need to like buckle down until you get them into college, and then you can come back to restaurants.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. All right,
I'm then. Just kidding. At the end of the day, it's
you probably
whatever,
not. You probably
it's
not.
Just yeah. a joke. But
probably not.
But yeah, get rid of the kid menu, and then people will just naturally not want to eat there.
Mm.
All right, with kids. Like make it an adult place. I think that's okay.
Yeah. The kids menu is 5 raw oysters.
Yeah. Yeah. See how many kids want to show up now. All right. Yeah,
really. So Kim, I don't know if you heard it. Kim or Billy. Kim, yeah.
Kim. We don't look alike.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard the story about the restaurant is charging a $10 surcharge per incident for unruly kids at this restaurant. They implemented it about a month ago, and they said the noise complaint has gone down to a minimum.
Sure.
And so I was wondering, how do you feel about this policy and other things?
If it's worked for them and they haven't their bottom line hasn't suffered, then fine. I'm not sure that's the way I would have gone about it as a restaurant owner. I probably would have just said, if you can't control your kids and our other customers complain about your kids, you will be asked to leave and there will be no refund. That would have been my policy.
Well, do you remember like in the early 2000s and 90s or all the time before that, there was a smoking section? Like they should just make a kids section like outside.
Yeah, right, they could do that.
At another restaurant.
And a soundproof room.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the problems with kids and restaurants go way beyond that. Like parents, like Billy was saying, parents let their kids just destroy the place and it becomes a burden on the restaurant in terms of taking up the server's time. It probably takes away from the service of the other adults around them. Right. There's just like a general culture of disrespect, I think, with restaurants and kids and just parents not handling things appropriately. They are just very inconsiderate. So I would just say, I'm sorry, but you guys have to leave the premises. I'm sorry, but you no refund. You knew. We said ahead of time. You can't make a mess. You can't be loud, and you can't upset the other customers.
And that's coming from a parent who had a pretty obstinate kid for a little bit there.
Hey,
so
is that the big A word of the day?
Don't talk about your nephew that way.
Obstinate?
Yeah.
Obstinate, yeah.
It's like when you're running, you jump
now,
over.
No, I think that we did a really good job teaching.
Did he go through a difficult period?
He never misbehaved in a restaurant. And if he ever did, he was immediately removed by from the premises by my husband or I. And we had a very stern talking to outside of the restaurant, and he would not be allowed back in until he was,
even at the age of 2 or 3.
Oh, yeah. He was mostly a good boy.
did you address him like with logic, like logical conversation? Is that how you did it?
No, you poke him with a stick.
No. We would have discussion, and I would explain to him exactly what his life was going to be like when we left the restaurant and went home if he didn't straighten out.
All you had to do. Go ahead.
Did you ground?
Ground.
Oh yeah.
Did you take away stuff?
Oh yeah. Yes.
Did you discipline like spank or no?
Yeah,
those days are kind of over, but I mean,
I tried to keep spanking as a special treat for when he was for when he was behaving in such a way that was putting his
okay.
physical being in danger.
I want to pull back from the personal growths and all the kind of insight.
Okay, yeah. sure. Voice, not that voice. Anybody else could benefit from that.
Yeah. Boyce, did you have something you want to throw in there?
Well, I like Kim's. I like Paul's. The problem is that the restaurant customers really want to discipline that kid.
Right, the other restaurant customers. Right.
Yes, they really, really want to discipline.
That's where the sticks come in.
You cannot discipline somebody else's kid. So discipline the owners. Discipline the owners.
All right.
Okay. I mean, the parents, not the owners.
Correct.
Yeah, seriously.
We need the kid to leave. So in order for that to happen, the parents have to go too. That's why I say, bye-bye.
Okay, what's Gasman got to think about this? I don't know that I remember what he said.
Yeah, he said, you're
probably all for it. Shut them kids up.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, really.
Also coming from a parent.
Mm. Yep.
Well, okay.
Yep.
Well, listen, I want to talk more about this, but I want to also want to move on, but I gotta say this one thing. What about, as an example, I think that the community should bond together and boycott the restaurant if a restaurant does something that the community doesn't like. For instance, what if this restaurant doesn't allow breastfeeding? Then I think all women should boycott that restaurant, right?
Breastfeeding is not allowed.
I don't know.
Breastfeeding is not allowed.
This same restaurant doesn't allow breastfeeding? Is that what you just said?
No, I'm just saying.
Wait a minute. They have breasts on the menu?
Chicken breast.
Because then I want to go there.
Okay. Right. I was just saying that if the restaurant says we do not allow.
I'm here for the breastfeeding.
Don't allow breastfeeding.
I'll order 2 chicken breasts, please.
Okay, forget that. Let's just move on. Moving on from that subject here, which is something we need to go into what grinds the voices.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is mine is the same as everybody else.
Do you have any sound for this?
Yeah, here we go.
Voice, this is you. Take it away. What grinds your gears?
Well, everybody has this same one where people they see a long line of traffic, so they get in the turn only lane and they will just, you know, drive past 100 cars in the turn only plane, Ooh. And then they'll put on their left turn signal. Oh, please. I didn't see all of those big arrows painted in the road or that big sign. Would you please let me over?
I did it today. I'm guilty of that. Yes.
Yeah. Don't do that. Okay. It's not fair to everybody. You're not any more important than those other people that are waiting in line.
But
I wonder if my father remembers why this is such a sore spot for his daughter.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
There's a story?
Yeah, which one? The favorite one?
Because she totally wrecked her Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah. Doing that?
Well.
No, somebody was making they did exactly what he just said. And a Winnebago, big giant vehicle, tall vehicle that I really can't see around, stopped so I could make a left-hand turn. On his side of the road was bumper-to-bumper traffic. Somebody did the crap that he was just talking about, came around the wrong side of the Winnebago to cross right over where I was turning into. And of course, I couldn't see him.
Right.
So that's I slammed right into it.
Who got the ticket?
That's a common wreck, by the way.
Yeah.
Somebody's letting you cross the lanes. They're letting you cross, and you can't see this guy going, I can get past all these people real quick.
Right, and it wasn't a through lane, so the idiot trooper didn't give anybody the ticket, and he should have given the vehicle that made the illegal pass through turn lane, and he didn't do it.
So you were a product of the first topic, which was Even Stevens. All right, Billy.
Even Stevens. This is something that grinds my gears because I'll be trying to make a left turn across 2-3 lanes. I can't remember how many. I think it's 2 lanes, right? So the people in the left lane often stop right where there's no light. They often stop where I'm trying to make a left, but they'll stop to try to let me through. And I'm like, do you understand that the other 2 lanes aren't stopping? And then they are stopping traffic behind them. I'm like, what you're doing is illegal. I have to wait for a break in the traffic. Just go, because now you're making
blocking
it
an intersection.
Mess that it is. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you look over your left shoulder back through the mirror, you'll see that there's a big red light stopping all the traffic anyway in that lane.
Fine. But the other lanes are going through. So if I get in front of them, then I'm blocking their lane. I can't go further because the other lanes are going. It's just no.
All right.
I like to leave the cross lane open. I do. Okay. If there's a car ahead of me.
If you're the only one in three lanes.
Traffic. Oh, okay. Yeah. Of course. They should move on.
Traffic topic is next week. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
speaking of grinding your gears, Voice of Reason, do you have a post office story that you would like to give to these resistance fighters? And I would like to know how they feel
about it. Okay. There was a guy, and I was in the post office, returning some shoes that I'd ordered. And this guy got up to the front where he was going to be next. And he heard a baby crying in the background. And so he turned and asked everybody in line, would it be okay? And there was a mother there with an envelope. I need to turn this down a little bit. Just a wee. Okay, there was a lady behind with a small girl, a white envelope, and a baby, okay? And the guy turned to everybody and said, would it be okay if we let her go ahead of us? And everybody said yes.
Is it important that the envelope was white?
Yeah, right.
Well, it was just a little white envelope. It wasn't going to take her long. Okay. You could tell it wasn't.
But I mean, she could have had a brown envelope and it would have been fine.
Yeah. Now, hold on a second. Now, my question that he...
Well, that's a little bit more complicated than a white envelope.
The question I want to ask the resistance fighters, okay, so everybody's standing in line at a post office through that cattle round thing, right? You know,
right. Right.
I'm the number second. I'm next to get in line. Steve's in front of me. A Voice Reason in front of me. He goes to the counter and then turns around and says, everybody, can we let that lady in the last spot come in front of us?
Yeah.
Hanging Chad, what do you say? Hold on a second. What do you say, Chad?
Why do people go to the post office?
Oh my God!
Return shoes.
I don't ever go to the post office. Like I thought people only went to the post office to ship Christmas presents.
Right.
Do you ever go to UPS? Do you ever go to the UPS store?
Yeah, I have.
Same thing. Same reason.
Yeah,
okay.
Back to the scenario. There's a Voice of Reason at the counter. You're the next person in line. There are 16 people behind you, and there's a woman that number 17 with a kid. Voice of Reason turns around and says, hey, can we let this lady cut in front of us and go first? What do you say, Chad?
Yeah.
Why?
Go ahead. Let her go ahead of you.
Why?
Yeah, me.
Because she has a kid?
she's got two kids.
One of them is screaming.
Okay.
Listen. No.
Well, everybody in that line agreed that they wanted that screaming baby out of there.
No, I want to know how everybody
feels. Everyone makes life decisions.
Right.
All right?
Right.
That puts you in a line.
Yes.
You put yourself in that order, in that line, based off your life choices. We're all living with our life choices.
Can I say something else about my dad?
Wait, hold on. Let's
get
let him finish.
That's it. That's all. Like, kids are not a fast pass.
Yeah, okay. All right, now.
Okay. Right. Okay,
Go ahead, Billy.
But who's going to pay your social security? But my sister and myself, neither one of us were decisions.
Well,
yes, they were.
Very
yes,
good.
You were. You were.
Yeah, we were.
No, not
we
really. Were. No.
They're called oops.
I had no idea how it
in that moment.
All right, so Gas Man.
It just wasn't fast enough.
Yes, man. You,
yes, no, man. You, no, I had no idea how it worked.
Yeah. Yes, man. You're number two. The woman and kid is number 16. Voice of Reason is number one. He turned around and asked all the other 14 people, what do you say?
F them kids. I got stuff to do.
God dang. All right.
You know what's funny about that?
What if,
is I'll let,
okay, what
I'll
if you're number
somebody,
six? What if you're number 16? What if you're number 16 and you have to wait and listen to that kid for the next through that whole
okay. I mean, there is strategy there, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I may do that if it gets, you know, the crying and help the environment, right. The auditory environment. PW? I might do that.
PW, what do you do?
I go back over the recording to see if
are you froze?
Yeah.
I think his brain froze.
I Miss Billy.
No, to see if Gas Man actually said what I think he said about.
Oh, what did you say, Gas? Did we talk over you?
EFF. Ask them kids. EFF.
Oh, EFF. Oh, okay.
What's EFF? Yeah.
All right, then I don't have to
the
fix
letter
that.
F.
Yeah.
He said F those kids.
Hold on a second. Miss Kimley, what do you do? You're number two now. What do you do?
I'm number two in line?
Yes. Voice is the one. He's at the counter and 16 people behind you and there's the woman and kid number 17. What do you do?
I probably would try to exercise some mercy on this poor mother. And I would probably ask the people behind me, hey, do you mind? Can we help her out? Let's let her go ahead of me.
Oh my gosh, Kim.
Okay. All right,
although, go ahead. At Publix, if someone only has a can, I will let that lady with a can of beans go in front of me.
So, like, if they have a baby who's crying, it's possible the baby's crying for some reasons that we also don't want that baby there. Baby could be sick. You know, could be hungry, something had it coming up, and could have a bad diaper, you know.
These are my questions. Did she have an infant?
Yeah, it was an infant.
It's a kid.
Okay, then yes. No. Not just any kid. If it's a five-year-old kid, then she can control her kid.
It looked like
but
she had
the infant, she doesn't have any control over that. Cause just for, like Kim said, he could be sick. He could have a stinky diaper, all those. Absolutely. Right. Let her go through.
She's just trying
to get her errands done. And she doesn't have a choice but to bring her kid.
Yeah, she probably has no support.
Oh, yeah, she couldn't leave the kid in the car.
You guys say the word kid, and my brain goes from 5 years old to 10 years old.
Exactly.
But if it's lower than five, then yes, absolutely.
If it's a five-year-old.
Like, she's just trying to get her day.
If it's a five-year-old, you can stick a fork in his head. And, kind of
y'all just made the woman a single mother that's having trouble.
Well, we don't know.
That's the only way we can,
tolerate
the situation.
I'm probably gonna be there. I went out. I'm number two. I'm next in line. I can see the fruitcakes. I mean, whatever they do in the front. I can see the finish line. Now I gotta.
Fruitcakes are always at the finish line.
Yes, I love the finish line.
At the post office, they are.
Yeah. Okay. I'm almost
there. Christmas time.
Especially if I've been standing in line for 15 minutes, and I finally get to the almost finish line, and then voice turns around and says, "Hey, punch right there, dead in the eye."
Yes. You don't even get to talk about the baby. I just say, "Hey."
Yo, no, I know what you're going to say. Hey, can we let number 17 come in front of all the rest of us?
Yeah.
Everybody in line agreed. Everybody in line agreed. Everybody was happy to let her go, and everybody felt really good about it.
Yeah, because you'd have made us look bad if you said no.
No,
you would have looked terrible if you said no.
Wait, are you saying that the voice of reason actually did this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was me.
My God.
So if you think about it, letting the lady go ahead of you so she can hurry up and get done and get out, versus you going ahead and going so you can hurry up and go and get out, is the same amount of time.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. Just go ahead and go and get out so you don't have to hear it anymore.
I'm milling.
Right. I could have done that.
I
could have done that. But I was thinking about her more than myself.
Okay. Well, good job. You get the bonus of the day. But I'm milling my ice cream. I ain't got time to be waiting. I got to go.
Yeah, I hear you.
Ice cream.
Yes, really. All right. So now let's do this because we're going to run out of time.
They actually looked up from their cell phones.
Okay.
People in line actually looked up from their cell phones.
Yeah, because they want to beat you.
It's probably because they didn't have cell phones because you're at the post office.
They thought about somebody like, who goes else to the post themselves
office?
Like, for once.
My grandparents go to the post office.
Okay.
All right. Don't we have some kind of competition coming up now?
Yes, I think we should go ahead and do competition.
Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
I didn't see none of that.
It was the perfect.
I can't hear. All right, so now listen, we're gonna introduce a new game here. Last week we introduced a game, Who Should Stay in School, but this year we're gonna introduce a new game. PW, you have some music because you say my music breaks up.
Oh no, I don't have any music.
Okay, well then we're gonna play this new game that I like to call "How Tall Are You?"
Yes, how tall are you
on your license?
Oh, this is perfect.
Now what I'm doing, I'm going to ask several questions, and your buzzer is your name.
All right.
Okay.
You have to shout out your name. Pete, voice of reason, what is your buzzer?
Steve.
Okay, because last time you was complaining, and I wasn't paying attention.
If I would rather someone else answer, can I say their name?
No.
No, see, he was very upset about that.
Yeah, really. Cause,
I like that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, really.
I am for somebody else.
How tall are you? Question number one. What is a badunkadunk?
Chad. A real juicy booty.
Ding, ding. You got it. All right.
I guess I'm
question
delay.
Number two. On the show Good Times, what did Mr. Bookman do for a living?
Oh, my God.
Mr. Bookman. Giving everybody
Chad.
Not that through at all?
He was a janitor. Oh.
Yeah, he was the janitor. He was right.
Ding, ding. Chad wins that. Hold on. Wow. You having a problem? You can't hear?
Wait. Was that real? Because I totally guessed. Was that real?
Yeah,
that
you right? Yeah, that totally was correct.
That was right? That was right?
Yeah, Mr. Bookman.
Can anyone hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you, Kim.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But you're getting that weird clicky thing again.
Kim before Chad?
Oh, no.
You're getting that weird clicky thing again.
Yeah, you're clicking again. Maybe your muffs are getting off low
battery.
You're going
to have to reboot or whatever it is you do.
Yeah, that's why you should show up at Soundcheck.
Ooh.
Shade has been thrown. Okay, question number.
Bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam. Question number three. A hard head makes a.
Ooh.
In this phrase, a hard head makes a
Steve. Strong back.
No.
Hang on, give me a second.
Gasp. Yeah. Billy?
Behind.
Did you say your name, Gas?
Oh,
Gas, all right. Strong butt.
Chad.
Nope, Gas got it.
You're too late. Gas got it.
What was the answer?
A soft behind.
Soft behind.
Yeah.
That's dirty.
It is.
Okay. And I'm basically what you guys are doing are finishing these phrases.
Yeah, this is fun.
From talk.
We should do this every week.
Yeah, really, really. Here's the next one. Stop all that crying before.
Kim.
I won't grab.
Yeah. I'll accept that, or I'll give you something to cry about.
Oh,
really?
Got it.
Another phrase often said by tall people: when we go in this store, don't
chat.
Don't touch anything.
Kim.
Okay. Buy nothing.
Kim, there you go.
No what?
Don't ask me to buy anything.
Yeah, really.
I'm getting taller.
Yes. You really. All right. Next phrase. Don't let your mouth write.
Chad.
Oh.
Checks your body can't cash.
Yeah, I'll accept that. It's really your butt can't cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, butt can't cash.
Yeah, really. All right. So Chad has three. Kim has three. Gaz has one. We're playing the game of who is the tallest.
All
right.
How tall are you?
How
tall are you? All right. Next one. This is for double bonus points here.
Oh, okay.
This is something that tall people mostly mothers say. You smell like
Steve.
Boy, Steve.
A badunkadunk.
No. You smell like.
Oh, gosh.
That's the way it is in their family.
I don't know this one.
Chad. 9 miles of bad road.
No, she said.
I like that, though.
You smell like outdoors.
Oh, okay. That's where you should be.
Yeah, really.
Right. I didn't know that was like a saying. That's a good one. Used to say that to Dylan.
Oh, yeah, I say that all the time. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. Next question. This should be an easy one here. Something that a tall mother would say. You got McDonald's?
Chad. What?
Chad.
Oh, I got it.
On speed dial?
Nope.
Gas
man.
At home.
Nick.
Billy.
Chad.
Billy?
How'd you pay for that?
No. And is that anybody else have an answer? Is this a tall mother saying, you got McDonald's?
You got McDonald's.
Boys.
You got McDonald's. Now quiet and behave yourself.
No, I got it. I think I got it, Chad. No,
but you already guessed, Chad. You can't get it.
Yeah, P-Dub.
Oh, you can't do it twice? I don't know.
P-Dub
before you.
P-Dub. Did you get it for everybody?
that would be a good one, but that's not the official.
All right, Chad. Wait a minute. Chad gets.
We all guessed and failed, man. Yes. No.
Chad can get it. I know he knows.
No.
Give him one chance.
You already had one chance.
You are blocking the answer.
Yeah. The official answer is you got McDonald's money.
It's money.
Yes. All right. Now this is for all the championships of the world, and I'll let each one of you guys answer this as you get a chance. Finish this good times song. Temporary layoffs, good time, easy credit ripoff, good time, scratching and surviving, good times.
We're jumping gonna make it.
Go ahead, good boys. Times. Boys.
Jumping and a jiving. It reminds you of surviving.
That's in a short person song.
All right, Gas Man?
No idea.
Miss Kimberly?
I don't know.
Wow, you guys are short as mothers.
I know.
Hanging Chad?
I don't know.
PWs?
Smelling like a bird dog? No.
Yes, that's it.
Smelling like outside.
and Billy, do you have a guess?
No.
Okay. I'm going to guess one more time. Ain't you happy we got him? Good
that's
time.
That's after this part here.
Okay.
So this is everybody should know this.
Scratching and surviving.
Temporary layoffs, good time. Easy credit ripoff, good time. Scratching and surviving, good times. Good time.
What did you say?
We don't know.
That's why we don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. I heard the Bee Gees.
Yeah, you.
That's why we
cut out there. You cut out there.
Words.
Is
what was that?
Hanging in a chow line.
Really? That was it?
That is the line.
I don't recognize those words.
They never enunciated those words.
You never seen Good Times Hanging Chad?
Was it a tall show?
I think Good Times. Yes, it was a tall show.
Right. I take issue with that because we call chow in the military dinner. Yeah. Food is called chow. I never heard that until I joined the Army. No civilian calls food chow.
Well, it's in there. That would be.
I agree with that.
Okay, so we got one question, and the only people getting playing that's a chance win is Chad and Kim. The rest of you guys are eliminated.
No, okay. We can't be eliminated. We should be able to get a bonus.
Watch the screen, Billy, because I'm going to use my cards.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
We can hear you.
Okay.
These Fenton girls are so competitive. Right,
Here it is between Chad and Kim, only ones that can answer. Here is how tall are you? This is the phrase. Pimpin' ain't...
Chad.
Chad.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen,
did I lose? I lost.
You lost. You totally lost.
Oh my God.
You guys.
Pimpin' ain't easy.
I'm just not a pimp, I guess.
Or tall.
Chad, I guess, from a guy who knows.
Chad is the tallest person in here.
Wow. Right? So, good job, Chad.
I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah, you should
fist bump,
be.
Fist bump.
Yeah, really. Pound. Hey, listen, I want to say this, but this is going to come off wrong.
Of course.
I'm disappointed in the gas man.
Oh.
I wanted to say
that. Yeah, he should be a little taller, shouldn't he?
Yes.
To be fair, I was giving everybody else a chance to win.
Oh, yes. That's nice.
Thank you, gas man.
Okay.
Because if you think about it, I have an unfair advantage being...
Yes.
Yeah, really.
But I worked at a restaurant in Tallahassee, and about close to half the staff was tall. And a couple of the guys said to me once, "You know, you don't seem short."
Really?
We need to send them. I was on my way for a win, but oh well.
We should just, yeah, I guess right. I was say we should send them this tape. But,
yeah.
I wasn't. At an old job, I was an honorary short, a tall person, because I would eat things like collard greens, and like when there were potlucks and there were a lot of tall dishes,
right,
that the other short people would look twice at.
Oh.
I'd be filling up my plate.
Hey, well, similarly, when I was in high school, in the lunchroom, they made me an honorary Italian because I threw everyone's garbage away.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Really?
I don't get that.
Is that a common occupation for Italians back then?
I don't know. It was Italian people that did this. Yes.
That joke is a sole property of one PW.
I know they do control the...
let's do this before we...
I know they do control the garbage industry.
We got to give the winner of the tall guy tall show a win. How did you know these answers, tall Chad?
Because I pay attention to all cultures.
That's so beautiful.
Ain't that such a Miss America answer? I want world peace.
he's so woke.
Yeah.
The woke princess.
Chad, hanging woke Chad.
yeah, really. Okay, all right, well, then that was great. So, hey, right quick, Billy, you're supposed to give us a cow chip of the news. Did you do your homework?
I think I might have just searched over it and didn't. Let me find it again.
Oh,
that's okay. Just do it by ear.
Back.
I can do mine.
Back button works.
Back.
Oh, maybe over here. Let me go back again.
This cow.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Really?
Does anybody know? This is the cow chip. Does anybody know where the term "winning something hands down" comes from?
Ooh, winning.
Spike, go ahead.
I think in the pool hall when they were doing playing cards, they would throw their hand down and said, "Hand, this is my hand."
That is incorrect. Anybody else have a guess where
that was
the phrase,
an awesome guess though? Man.
It was a very good guess, but winning hands down.
I don't know.
I don't know this one.
It actually comes from horse racing, because if a jockey is so far ahead, he can put the reins down. He can put his hands down.
Oh,
great. That's a good one.
Looking at horse jockeys been doing that. Chad?
I got my thing.
Okay, Chad, what's your thing? Do your thing. What's your thing?
It's today in history.
Oh, yeah. On this day.
Oh, yeah.
This day in history.
Woo.
This day in history. The Judiciary Act of 1789 was passed by Congress and signed by President George Washington, establishing the Supreme Court of the U.S. as a tribunal made up of six justices who were to serve on the court until death or retirement.
Wow.
Pretty
much establishing the Supreme Court.
On September
But it started as six members instead of nine.
Six members instead of nine, yes.
So there is a precedent for adding more justices.
Yeah.
Oh. Loophole.
It was early. You know, they didn't have that many people.
Sports. We haven't done sports.
All right. Gasman, do you have a quick sports topic?
The biggest thing in sports is Albert Pujols became only the fourth person in Major League Baseball history, joining the likes of Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and the greatest of all time, the great Barry Bonds, who hit 700 home runs in his career. He had two home runs on Friday night to become the fourth person in Major League Baseball history at 700 home runs. He hit 700 clubs. Congratulations, Albert Pujols.
Good job. Good job.
He must be an old man by now.
Yes, man. You say he hit two in one game?
Yep. Yes. Two in one game.
Oh, yeah. They served him up, those guys. I'm going to take his accomplishments away, but they served him up. Two and come on. Was it at home? You don't know. If it was at home, they really.
Yeah, they were home. They were home.
Oh, they gave it. They were. What they call them? Softball pitches.
I don't think any baseball team's in business to lose games.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your name is in record book. Who pitched to Albert?
He didn't hit him back to back though.
Oh, all right. Well,
He struck out in between.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a great segment there, and we run out of time, so we don't have time to do too much of anything. But do we have time to run the sponsorship real quick?
We could probably do that.
And you guys be thinking about what's stuck with you when we come back.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at KCOnlineRadio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
All right, I think this was an award-deserving show. It was a pretty good show on there. And so we're going to have to do what we normally do, ladies and gentlemen. Before we end the show, we usually go around the room and ask the resistance fighter, what stuck with you today? And I'll start out with you, Miss Kim. What stuck with you?
That no matter how hard I try, I will never be tall enough.
There you go. Miss Billy, what stuck with you? Oh, yeah. Dance man, what stuck with you? Yeah, time.
The Spike is trying to force loud, rambunctious, and crying babies on the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Spike is, yeah. Okay. PWs, what stuck with you?
If I can get my hands on your gun, I can shoot you.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, that was a topic before you got here.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Voice of Reason, what stuck with you?
4 out of 7 answers for tall people involve the badunkadunk.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
And,
yeah.
And tall brother hanging Chad, what stuck with you?
People still go to the post office?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Spike on the Mic Show, and we're going to end this with the joke of the day.
Ooh, the joke of the day.
Here's a joke.
I think I have a joke thing, but I won't
we
play
have time?
It. Dad's got one.
Just do it. Just do it. Just tell ladies, the joke.
Here's the joke of the day. I have a fear of elevators. I'm taking steps to avoid it.
All right.
That's excellent.
Nice.
That was a good one. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a big shout out to all the resistance fighters, everybody participating, and the listeners who will listen now and will listen later. Thank you guys for participating and playing. Thank you to Billy. Thank you to Kim, Hanging Chad, Gasman, CW, and the reason we are here. So, did I miss anything?
No.
But I'd like to argue about the reason we're here.
That's a lot of pressure on a guy. Really?
It is.
Really. But listen, everyone serves a purpose. There's a seat for every ass. You know what I mean?
And a seat for every badonkadonk.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. With you guys when we get back. I'm out. Like I say, one.